I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Keithla. I really think today's call might be fairly short. I've said that before and been wrong, but you never know. The question of the day is sort of to puzzle through how hard we want to work over the holiday month of August. And that's really it. So that's really the only agenda item I've got, except for anybody who wants to help me get from Cartagena to Cusco in one day, but we could probably do that offline. Anything else that people want to put on the agenda before I ask Gisela to call the roll? Okay. Gisela, why don't we go ahead and call the roll, and then we'll get underway.
And good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's vertical integration call on Monday, the 26th of July. We have Cheryl Langdon Orr, Subramanian M, Ruslan Safinov, Sebastian Bachelet, Mike O'Connor, Jeffrey Eckhouse, Faisal Shah, Roberto Gaetano, Jeff Newman, Amadou Abril, Ken Stubbs, Staten Hammock, Ron Andruff, Barry Cobb, Paul Diaz, Scott Austin, John Nevitt. From staff, we have Mike Zubke, Marika Konings, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Margie will be a little later on this call, and we also have apologies from Avery Doria and Michaela Nalon. Could I please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes? Thank you. Back over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela, and thanks all. I'm going to let my phone ring away in the background here. It'll go away in a second. Basically, this is sort of a call that's saying we're done with the initial report. We could do more stuff between now and when the board retreat happens if you want or not. And I just sort of wanted to take the sense of the group on that question. Let me sort of sketch out the future as I know it, and that is that we've submitted the initial report for public comments. The public comment period is done, around the 12th of August, I think. Don't quote me on the dates. It's close to that. And then our deadline for getting material to ready for the council is something like the 16th, several days later. Those dates all went by fairly recently on the list. And really the only thing we absolutely positively have to do between the end of the public comments period and submitting it to the council is to summarize the public comments and include that summary in the draft that we push forward. So that means that if we want, we can basically stop for a while. We can't stop forever, but we can stop for a while. And let the report proceed pretty much the way it looks right now. Or not. And this is the question of the day. What we could do is, when we put those three major appendices in the back about SRSU and compliance and so on, we left some pretty big issues unresolved in those, certainly in the appendices, but even more in the body of the report. And if we want, we could go to work on trying to resolve some of those issues. We could also continue to look for new permutations and combinations of proposals and advance those as well, or not. And that's really the question that I wanted to put to you all, rather than just make it on my own or with Roberto. So that's the question for the call today. And I just wanted to sort of hear what people wanted to do. Amadeo, go ahead.
Okay, I am one of those in favor of more work. You know, August is so boring without the vertical integration calls. Tour de France is over, and you know, the league championship for football here in Europe are still not started, so there's nothing interesting to do in the afternoons. So, the question, but I have a question. You said the things we can do and we must do. There are things that we must do, is the one regarding the public comment and the, the comments we have to the initial report. The other one is what we are allowed to do. Are we allowed to still try to refine our positions? That is, many of us had the impression that we had complete proposals and that many of them had good issues. But the way we polled that was, you take the whole meal, but you don't tell people that you hated the dessert, or that you want to combine the dessert of the second one with, you know, the hors d'oeuvre in the first one. And many of us have the impression that, as a matter of fact, we need a little more of refinement on what we support, not just complete proposals, of the measures and presumptions, and measures in certain cases, but not, you know, for everything, et cetera, et cetera. And perhaps we have some chances to try to refine that.
To answer your question directly, Amadeo, I think the answer is yes. We do have this time, and we could use it that way. It doesn't necessarily have to be all of us together. It could be the continuation of the sort of conversations between proposal groups. We could do it all together. That's precisely the reason for this call, is to see what the best way to use the time that we've got in front of us is. And I'm open to anything and everything. One of the nice things about our current situation is that we are no longer under that crushing time pressure.
This will come shortly.
It'll be back.
Thank you very much. Well, at least give me a week, will you? I mean, you know, it's so nice to get up on a Monday morning and not be in a panic about this call. But anyway, yeah, we can certainly explore all kinds of ways to use this time, and certainly wouldn't want to preclude any. Ken?
I'm offline. Can I be with you at some point?
Sure, you can come right after Ken.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ken. Oh, Ken, your phone just blinked out again. It was working before.
How about now?
Oh, that's good. Now you're
okay,
working.
I had it on mute. I'm sorry. A couple of things. First of all, in terms of publications and communications, now, we have an obligation to recap the public comments, which, according to the post that Sebastian indicated here, they close on the 12th of August. What's the drop-dead date to have the stuff to the council, basically, for its consideration with the new timeline, Mikey?
Let me spin quickly forward in my calendar. It's basically the Tuesday of the following week, so it's the 17th. So we've got sort of the weekend. You know, the 12th is a Thursday, so we've got sort of the weekend, and, you know, we could easily touch it on Monday the 16th on our regular call.
Okay, so for all intents and purposes, the last possible time that we could provide material to the council would be on, let's say, that Tuesday. Now, the definition of material could be the report as it stands right now along with the comments, or it could be a report with revisions, which we indicated might very well be coming, or at least updates. The only concerns I would have would be that we make certain that we have an adequate time for any comments on any revised report. I would not want to slip in any report revisions 3 days before the closing date and then be criticized for sandbagging someone and not giving people an adequate time to comment on it. So in order to avoid that kind of comment, it might be a good idea to talk to Margie and staff and see how what type of a time period we're comfortable with. Otherwise, all the work we do would be a kind of a come-along after the council considered the initial documents, I'm guessing, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, and there's one other variable. I just wrote down a to-do out of that is if we decide that we want to make you know, substantive changes to the report, we should probably set ourselves a deadline internally so that, as Ken said, people have a time to time to review it and so on. But the other possibility is that the council is considering rescheduling the next meeting, not their August 26th meeting, but the mid-September meeting, forward 1 week for a variety of reasons. I don't know them all, but I sort of threw our name in the hat as a reason, too, because if they scheduled the mid-September council meeting forward in time 1 week, we could then, instead of submitting all of our material in time for the August 26th meeting, which is that 17th date, we could slip back a couple of weeks. It would give us basically a few more weeks after the public comment period to respond to public comments and to any other substantive changes that we want to drive into the report. So I've, you know, I lobbied Chuck anyway to, you know.
Quick response on that, Mikey, if I could, please. First of all, if for any reason we are considering doing that, my suggestion would be to put a placeholder in the preference to the comments section, giving people a heads up that there may very well be an update so that we don't just slide it in there without people having some sort of advance notice. Number two is the last time I checked the council list, there was an awful lot of static on that earlier meeting. So there are a couple council members. I think Christina's on the call. She might be able to respond, but I wouldn't want to count on a date that isn't going to be certain there. Thanks.
Yeah. No. Well, and that's absolutely right. I wasn't counting on it. I just sort of have my fingers crossed. But, it, you know, this is just my little narrow view of the thing. So it may be that that was a pipe dream. Siva, go ahead.
Mikey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. See, apart from the task of moving towards a full consensus on percentages and related issues, we should be spending some time on harms, not only on harms, but also we can start examining good practices by the good businesses in the industry and see if others can follow their examples and emulate such good practices. And then we'll look at what harm requires intervention and come up with some solutions.
Thanks, Siva. Let me continue to sort of clarify. Sort of my sense of the way that things are going to go. I mean, there's certainly above my pay grade to predict what the board is going to do. But the kinds of things that you're describing with harms and you know, we have a bunch of very rich issues buried in those appendices. And I don't think that we can get through those in 3 weeks. You know, I think we need to do an awful lot of work as a team and a bunch of research and lots of thinking. And so,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
but how about,
Go ahead, Stephen.
No, if it's not going to be achieved in 3 weeks, is there some other way by which we can address these issues? Because the very idea of vertical integration is to avoid harm.
What
would you propose? Do you propose that there is a separate subgroup that works on harm and harms and identify solutions for harms, or would you propose a separate, even probably a separate working group to simultaneously proceed on harms? What would you do?
This is now I'm strictly in Mike is inventing from whole cloth. This is not something I've thought through. But what we're going to be submitting to the board for the retreat is an initial report, not a final report.
Okay.
It's going to be a revised initial report because we have to get a summary of the public comments included, but it will not be a final report because we just have too many issues unresolved, including harms, but, you know, a bunch of other ones too. And so there are a bunch of things that I can't really predict, but one way that this might happen is the board takes our initial report, says thank you very much, they think about it, then they decide, in which case that's that. Another possible outcome is that the board takes our initial report, says thank you very much, here are our thoughts, but keep going, you VI people. And they essentially give us a course correction on the way to our final report. At that point, then we have to do a major thinking through of how we approach the work. And, we might wind up under some pretty intense deadline pressure again, but we would at least have some feedback, both probably from the council and from the board, as to which direction to go. And at that point is when I would think we would want to pick up the conversation about some of these very knotty issues like harms, like compliance, like exceptions, etc. But, you know, that's all on the table. I haven't got a strong view.
So the basic idea is that we'll keep harms and related discussion for the post-retreat work if the board mandates us to continue. So
well,
is that the idea?
I don't know that I think that's up to you all to decide. If you want to dig into harms sooner than that, that's fine with me. But I don't want to set us the deadline that we have to resolve harms before in 3 weeks. That's the only thing I'm
thinking. Yeah, that's not possible, really.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
possible.
That's a tall order, I think. Yeah.
Okay, give it a thought, and we can continue by email on this. And whatever it is that others feel, we'll go by that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I just want
to... Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Jeff. JC's in the queue after. I skipped JC. I totally forgot. JC, are you still there? You're muted if you are.
Hello, guys.
Oh, there we go. Now.
Yes.
Yep, just barely. You're pretty deep. And everybody else ought to mute, please, because there's a lot of noise on the line right now. Go ahead, JC.
Is it a good ask? Yeah, but
yeah.
Just I'm in front of the Atlantic Ocean in my garden on vacation, and I'm still listening on the call. For one thing, I'd like to say that the subject is important to many of us, and I don't think we should use the time frame until August 12th to take a much-deserved full vacation from the topic. That's the first point. I wish that all of us that feel we need to go on do go on, because there's still, even if a subject like arms would be a tall order, as you said, there's still many subjects that we can approach. Maybe an idea would be to, I don't know, now that the report is in a good shape, maybe we should define some kind of subgroups on arms, on compliance, and, you know, to finer points, if possible. I don't know, it's just an idea I'm throwing on. But mostly my raising my hand was to support that there's still work that can be done and that we should proceed with it. The only question I had was that I'm not sure if we're able to do that, because if we produce more text, doesn't that mean, as far as the GNSO is concerned, that another round of public comment is needed? That's all.
I defer to smarter folks on the GNSO process than me, but one of the things we did lay into the draft of the initial report that's out there now is acknowledge that we were going to continue working during the public comment period, and that commenters ought to check the wiki for the latest draft. So I think that we could continue to change the report and not trigger another public comment period, but we might.
Yeah. On the subgroup, what do you think? Or do others?
I'm just collecting ideas. I'm fine with that. But, you know, I'm also not going to make that choice for you all. It's sort of up to you guys what you want to do. And if people want to do subgroups, that's fine with me, and I'll cheerfully set about the job of kind of getting that organized and underway.
Thanks.
Now, Jeffrey Eckhaus, you can go. Sorry about
all
that.
All right, thanks. So I think I'd like to say that I don't think we should should take a hiatus. I think if people want to take a hiatus, that's all right, because as you said, the initial report is out. So if people want to take a break, but I think that I agree with Siva and with JC. I think one of the best ideas to do right now is for the group, whoever wants, I don't think we need to form a subgroup, because I think a lot of people will sort of, take a break right now. But I think, I mean, me personally, I would like to work on specifically the harms, because I know, you know, we've had some links and we said, hey, there were some discussions on the harms, but you know, everyone, it's sort of been this boogeyman out there, like, there'll be harms, ooh, be careful. You know, I'd like to actually put these down and see what they are and put them down on paper and list them. And I think that if you said, as you said, hey, what if the board comes back and says, okay, work on the harms or see how to mitigate these harms, I think starting from scratch at that point is going to be tough, because we'll have this very tight timeline. So why not in this time, whoever wants to work on them, you know, I don't know, as I said, if there's some sort of group policy, whatever, we want to form a subgroup, I think we could just do it on the main list, discuss the harms or, you know, the subgroup. That's not a big difference. But to work on those and the specifics of what those harms are and how they can be mitigated, because I think we really haven't had a paper or a listing of what these harms could be. We've had links to them and there's been some mob discussion, but as I said, it's just been this, this piece out there. So I, for one, would like to work on that. And if we want to put my name to the list on working on these harms and being specific about them, then I'll be counted in as that. And I think that would be a good plan going forward.
Cool. Thanks. Ken, is your hand up from before, or is this new?
Yeah, this is new, Mikey.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, in response to Jeff's comments, I have no problem with that at all, Jeff. The only thing I really wish we could get from ICANN would be some sort of a commitment as to what kind of a philosophy they would take moving forward with respect to compliance. What I'm talking about, Jeff, basically is, in some discussions I've had with some of the ICANN people, there's been a strong indication that they may move towards third-party compliance as opposed to a direct, I won't use the word intervention, but let's say a direct oversight type of a compliance. In talking about ways of mitigating and stuff like that, you could develop systems that could be of absolutely no value at all if they're not going to use the resources, or more importantly, if they're not going to take that kind of a philosophical approach. So So hopefully we could get somebody at ICANN to say something about that. I understand they are looking for another director of compliance at this point in time. But it's just a thought. Also, in looking at the ICANN board calendar, and there's a lot more people who understand that timeline better than I do, they have directors retreat is not considered as a formal official meeting, but they do have a special board meeting scheduled in October. It would be interesting to see what they're planning on doing with that board meeting, whether or not they're going to try to finalize the philosophy on vertical integration and hard-coded in October or what. So I think we need to stay relatively close, and maybe we can at least get some ideas as to what they're planning on using the meetings for. It would certainly be a lot more helpful for us.
I agree, Ken. It would indeed be helpful to know sort of what the deadlines are, and I'll see if I can find out something on that. Jeff Newman, go ahead.
Hey, good morning or afternoon, wherever you are.
Good evening.
You know, I want to just support what Jeff Eckhouse was saying about continuing the discussions. I think for all intents and purposes, we sort of have been on break for weeks, and what I mean by that is not that we haven't all been working hard for this report, but we've put off all discussions on making forward progress the last several weeks just to get the report out to document what we've been doing. So, again, we've all been working hard, but we haven't really, in almost a month or so, haven't really had discussions as to ways forward.
Yeah, well, and I think that, that's a perfectly accurate characterization, Jeff, although, you know, we've made some, I think, pretty significant progress in terms of the three annexes and the piece in the report that refers to them, but it's true that we've been really constrained because we've been driving to get that report out, and this is the time to step back, reflect on lessons learned, reflect on new approaches. Amadeo's point about dessert is well taken. I think this is the right time to do that. And as I say, I'd be perfectly delighted to support you in that. On the other hand, it is coming into August. I don't want to just volunteer that for you without you volunteering to do it yourselves. I think what I'm hearing, to summarize, is let's take advantage of this less pressured time to work on some of the knotty issues. Let's do it on the list mostly, so that poor McKaylee isn't concerned that the listserv is broken when he comes in the morning and finds no email in the VI list.
Hey, that was a valid concern.
It was. You know, I felt terrible for him, poor guy. So, you know, we best solve that problem for sure. And, you know, I think this is the perfect time to sort of take on the hard issues that we have in front of us. We know we have a bunch. We know what they are. Let's not set ourselves any deadlines in terms of a finished product, because 3 weeks is a very short period of time to come up with that. But instead, set ourselves the target of getting deeper understanding in 3 weeks. And, you know, if it turns out that we can come up with something really fast that gets driven into the next iteration of the initial report, great. But let's not force it. Let's take advantage of this sort of hiatus and do some thinking. I don't know that we need to pick topics now. We could kick off threads on the list and people could sign up. You know, it seems to me that there are topics like harms and topics embedded in the various appendices. You know, we've had a lot of discussion about all three of those, and all three of those have a lot of open issues. And this is a good time to sort of inventory those open issues and start discussing them and seeing where we get. I think what we'll do is for sure drop back to one call a week. I'm sensitive to the fact that that puts Cheryl up early in the morning for all of the VI calls.
Oh, you take advantage of living in Australia.
Well, that's true.
That's pretty good compensation.
Yeah, it is good compensation. I guess what I was thinking is we could switch to the Thursday one next week and stay on the Thursday groove for a while. It would get you up a little later in the day. It would put the folks in
here. Thursday time is nicer, yes, but...
Well, maybe we can have a chat about that on the list as well, because I'm pretty flexible in terms of time. You know, Thursday's my day to get out on the river, so I prefer Mondays, but I also hate getting you up that early in the morning every time. Let's see. Amadeo and Jonathan and Scott. The queue is building. Amadeo, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm also suggesting regarding that, there should be probably a deadline on the topics, on the issues you want to deal with these 3 weeks. It should be 1 week from now, probably.
Okay.
Or wherever you decide. But if we simply say, well, we start discussing the list, sometimes I have the impression that it's too early or too late for proposing things. So it's better that we know once a time where we are supposed to propose the things we should focus on.
Yeah, that's a good idea and a well-taken point. So why don't we just say a week from now as the deadline from topics, and I'll publish that to the list for people who aren't on the call. Jonathan, go ahead.
Hi, Mikey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I just made a point in the chat, and I wanted to bring it up, is that, you know, perhaps, you know, we keep the weekly meeting going, and we use part of our time to socialize any heavy-duty items that come through in the public comment period before that closes.
Yeah.
That was all I wanted to say.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, let's... Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I agree. Scott?
Just a question, Mikey, on the earlier comment about preparing some kind of a harms or further development of a harms document. I'd like to participate in that, and I didn't know if that was something that would be a subgroup, and if so, how to plug into that.
I think the sense that I've got right now is let's just let it all run through the list so that people can kind of keep an eye on it, and if they're very interested, they can participate in an active way, and otherwise they can simply follow along. But I don't think at this stage of the game that subgroups are envisioned just yet. I mean, if it gets really, really super busy and super intense, that's a good time for a subgroup. And if it gets that way, we'll pick that up again. But for now, let's just, you know, again, we got to keep McKaylee company. That poor lad, he just doesn't seem to get enough email. So,
well, is Jeff going to be the going to create a draft and we'll discuss it, or I just wondered what was going to go from here.
Oh, I don't know that it's that thought through. I think that'll emerge on the list. Because, you know, there's some drafts floating around. There's that list that I started.
Yeah, is that the one that was the bullet
points? Yeah, that's a bunch of bullet points that are badly documented.
Well, I just wondered if anything more had been done with that, because I have been.
Well, I did start going back through and documenting some of it, and I will have to dredge that draft up and see what kind of shape it's in. I probably will just dredge it up and publish whatever I've got to the list with a lot of caveats, because we sort of got pulled into a tornado and I never finished it. But I did get at least some of the stuff documented.
Yeah, that was a good list. That began with potential harms from continued separation, I think.
Like yeah, that. it was both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Ken?
Yeah, one real quick comment on timing here. Roberto mentioned the same thing. Maybe we could consider keeping the calls on Monday, but move the time slot to the Thursday time slot. That would give Cheryl a little bit of a break and give you the opportunity keeping the call on a day that you'd prefer as well.
That would be great with me. Why don't we?
Well, I'm obviously going to vote for that.
Okay, fine.
Just don't just, poll at 90, just, okay?
No poll? No doodle poll?
No poll.
Okay. Okay. You're hurting me now. Okay, so maybe tentatively, I'll put that out on the list as a tentative and see if Monday call time plus 2 hours works for folks, and if it does, we'll do that. That would cheer me up because that leaves Thursday for vote time. Sebastian?
Okay, just to tell you that staff may do that, that there is no conflicting time or schedule already, for already scheduled call. In our world, it could be the reason why it was so early on Monday when we make the doodle. Not because of us, but because of others. Just
yeah.
To check on that before.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll put check for conflicts there, too. It would be...
Looks like a little poll.
I'm not going there. I got beat up for polls. You guys are going to have to hit me with a stick to do polls, I'll tell you what.
Marika has a comment.
Gisela would know if there was a conflict.
Yeah, Mikey, I just checked with Gisela, and there's no conflict that we're aware of, any other policy staff calls, so I don't think there's a need for a doodle.
No.
Oh, good.
There isn't.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'll put it out on the list and wait for how... Well, let's check this group. Everybody check your own calendars. And if it does not work for you, put an X up in your little status. Let's just see if we've got any major trouble. It doesn't look like trouble's happening. Good. Well, that would be great. That would get Cheryl a little bit closer to the normal morning coffee time and keep me on the boat. Boy, can't beat that.
Two good things.
Two very good things, indeed. Okay. I think we have sort of our way forward. I'll get a little email out to the list that sort of summarizes our approach, but the sense that I've got is that we do want to take advantage of this time to explore the issues that are in front of us. We don't want to take the month off. And so we'll do that. That would be great. That's all I've got, people. A little bit of a short call today. I didn't want to try and sandwich this into the call last Thursday because until the report was actually released on Friday, I didn't want to count my chickens before they hatched. But now we can carry on. So with that, Roberto, have a great day or a great evening in that beautiful spot that you're at, and the rest of you too. And we'll see you in a week at a new time.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
That's it for me.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Mikey.
Bye.